All right, so good morning, Mu'adim Simcha. We're in Masechet Bechorot Tav Zayin, still broadcasting from the Golan. And we're starting here at on Vav Amud Bet, from five lines at the bottom of the Amud, Tan Rabbanan. So the Gemara is discussing Nidme, right? We discussed this idea before Nidme. The animal has simanim of another type of animal. And what's this? The Gemara is like a Tan Rabbanan. Rachel Sheyalda Min Ez. So a sheep that gives birth to like a goat looking animal, or Ez Sheldim in Rachel, or a goat animal, a goat that gives birth to a sheep looking animal, Pturim min haBechora. Okay, we've seen this before. Ve'im yesh bo miktzat simanim chayevet. We've seen that already before in the Mishnah that it's patur if it's an Ez and a Rachel. If it's got certain simanim, it has characteristics like its mother, so there would be chayev. That is Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achi Eroshov Rubo Dome Limo. This is a new idea. Comes along Rabbi Shimon and says it's not good enough that it's got a couple of simanim, but it must have Rubo Veroshov. In which the head is look like the mother and most of the bodies look like the mother. Well, at Heal yesterday, my eyes got very, very infected. I'm battling to see actually at the moment. And yeah. She wants Achi Roshov Rubo Dome Limo. Ibaila. So there was a kasha now on this prata. Right? La Achila mi bai Rabbi Shimon Roshov Rubo Olo. So when Rabbi Shimon needs Roshov Rubo, the head and the joint of its body, similar to its mother, to be a Bechor, what about being able to eat it? Is it kosher or can't you eat it? Now if you look quickly at the Rabbeinu Gershom, he just expands on this question slightly. If you go towards like three or four lines on the bottom of Rabbeinu Gershom, it says the Ibai Leu Lachin, when it comes to eating, it says Gabe Tame Shenolad Mina Tahor, a non-kosher animal is born from a kosher animal, the Asar Rabbi Shimon Bachila. We learned earlier on the top of Amud Bet yesterday, we had that machloket de Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. And where did they learn about the camel was Asur, both a camel born from a cow or a camel, etc. We brought saw the Gamal Shnei Pamim. And once was Echad Gamal Hanulad Bina Gamala, that's the fourth line of Amud Bet yesterday. One's a camel born from a camel. Mechad gamal olad min hapara. So Rabbi Shimon already has asud, the idea of a tamei animal, even if it's born from a tahora animal, right? But now we're discussing there it was when it had no simanim. So Rabbi Gershom says, "Ki yesh bo miktzat simanim, domedim or shari b'achila." There he says it's okay to eat it if it's got a couple of simanim. Now the question is on the back of that question, when he says if it's got simanim. Right? Is it me by Shimon Achi Roshov Rubo Dome Leimo or Batsir Mehachi? So that's why the Gemara is asking this question now. Rabbi Shimon taught us that with regards to a Bechor has to have at least Roshov Rubo. Yesterday we learned Rabbi Shimon learned the Makor of Treif animals from Tamei animals from Gamal. There was no Siman. We understand Rabbi Shimon saying that if there are simanim, you can eat it. So now the question is, do the simanim have to be the same as if it's a rubov or a shor? Or can we have even less simanim? In other words, a bechor is more chamur. And for a bechor, we need a roshov or rubov. But for achila, we can get away with less simanim for achila. That's basically the Gemara's question of the other Sibayilei. So Gemara's like, Linyan bechor, ketiv ach bechor shor. So we saw already with Rabbi Shimon that with regards to Bechor, the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Shor. What do you mean, Ach Bechor Shor? Achi Hu Shor U Bechor O Shor. Because we have to have both Shor. So therefore we understand that if only to be a Shor, have to have fully fledged Simanim. Aval Achil, with regards to eating, Gamal, and I'm adding in here based on Rabbi Gershom adds in the word Mamash. Gamal Mamash Hu Dam Rachman Dasi. When he said eating, yesterday on Amud Bet, we saw the top there, Gamal. That's a Gamal Mamash. That's Asur to eat. Aval Ha Ishtani, but this one has changed. Mi Gamal, no longer a regular Gamal, it's different. So therefore, Shapidami, look at Rashi, Ishtani Mi Gamal, She Domel Ebo, Miksat Simani, because it's got a few, so it looks like a mother bit. Or Dilma Loshna, or maybe no, it makes no difference, and he still needs Rubo veRosho Dome Le'imo. Okay? Question clear. Right. So the Gemara now is going to bring, I think, three attempts to try and prove, yeah, three brightas over the next Amud to try and prove now what is Rabbi Shimon's Shitta with regards to Achila. Is Achila eating different to Bechora or not different to Bechora? In other words, do we need Rosh or Merubo for eating, or can even an animal that's got less Simanim still be kosher if it came? Remember the klal, right? Remember we learned in our Mishnah, and that was very important. We learned the klal in our Mishnah on Amud Hamud Bet, where we said there, this was the klal, Shayotse mina tame tame, Vayotse mina tahor tahor. Right, before the Mishnah said, right, Behema tahora shialda kamin behema tamea mutar ba'achila. So we see the Mishnah told us in two different ways. One is a klal and one is a general comment. An animal born to a tahora mother should be okay. So really, what's in the back of our minds in this whole sugya here is, you know, that Tana Kam is obviously not Rabbi Shimon. And the question is that even Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue that it is correct that the Tahor that gives birth, the child is Tahor, but he obviously maybe wants more Simanim, Rosho Merubo, and not just the fact that it was born. Okay, so come on, let's start. Toshma. Behemoth Tahor, Shialda, mean Behemoth Tamea. So we've got a Behemoth Tahor, a kosher animal that gave birth to a non-kosher, a trash-looking animal, Asur Bachila. The price is Asur Bachila. Right? Ve'im dome rosho verubo le'im ochai v'bechora. Shma mina la'achila nami ba'ayei Rabbi Shimon rosho verubo. So the Brighter gives the, bring the Gemara brings the Brighter, which discusses two subjects in the Brighter. It starts by saying behemet tahora that gave birth to a tamei looking animal is asur ba'achila. That's what we're discussing. Right? Then it says, however, if it's similar in rosho verubo, the majority of its body and its head to its mother, so it's chayav in bechora. Wait a second. Since it's discussing both subjects together in the same brayta, obviously Bechora and Achila must go together. So therefore, we see clearly that if it's got a Rosh of Merubo, so it's Chayim Bechora, therefore, Shma Minal Achila Nami Barim Shimon Rosh of Merubo. We've seen that we can answer this question. Rabbi Shimon says over here, he needs it for Achila as well. So what are you talking about? Le Bechora Dafka. That's Dafka with regards to Bechora. The Mishnah there said specifically, Chayim Bechora, didn't say anything about Achila. Right? The Gemara says, Daikanami, and you can prove it as well in the Brighter. The Keshav ke la'achila ve'kam le'abachor. Because the Gemara started off by saying that it's asur to eat, discussed Bechora. Sorry, it said like this, Toshma behemet tohore she'albim behemet tohore, asur ba'achila. Right? So it shav, and then it shav ke la'achila, it abandoned Achila. Change subjects. The kamlei abechor. Then started discussing bechor and said im dome rosh of rubo. So we see this is not discussing achila. Look at Rashi quickly. The third line of Rashi. But the shavke achila da'ari bereisha. Started in the beginning speaking about achila, and then kamlei abechora. Velo amar im rosh of rubo dome imo mutar b'achila. Never said anything about achila. Shma mina l'achila sagi mitzat simanim. So we see he has only needs rosh of rubo for bechor. And for Achila, Rashi understands here, we can even get away with less simanim. Right? So therefore, the Gemara says, Shema mina lebechor hu debayim shimu rabu rubo, abal Achila lo. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? How do you get to that conclusion? Lo la mei melach b'achila nami bayi. No, I will tell you that, you can't prove that. Rabbi Shimon always needs a rosh of a rubo, even for Achila. So the question is now, so why did the Mishnah there, that bright we just brought there, mention Dafka, Bechora, Rosh of Rubo Chai Bechora? Why did it mention that? It says, Ubechora Itzrich. It needed to teach us that. Look at Rashi. Ubechora Itzrich. Ula Olam Betarvai with Rosh of Rubo. Nonetheless, they're both the same. But Dafka had mentioned it with regards to Bechora. Why? Salka Chavin, what would I have thought? Hoyil Uchtiv, the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Shor. Remember, we had the ach there, which is lechalek. We said the ach bechor shor, or bechor kesev, or bechor ez. So it mentions the bechor three times. So what did we have thought? Ad shehu shor u bechoro shor. Right? For bechor, we have to have ita bechor, and it's the mother being a bechor. That looked exactly the same. like a shore. Velo tizkile berusho verubo ad ikakule. We would have thought more machmir. We would have thought that for because the pasuk says ach bechor shor or bechor kes or bechor es, and it mentions each bechor separately, we would have thought when it comes to bechor, it has to be a shor. But it's not even enough that it's got rosho verubo, that the head of the majority of them bothered, but like his mother, had to be a fully fledged shor. Only then would it be mutar chayvim bechora. Kamash malan, that even if it's less than a fully fledged shor, but it's rosh over rubo, it is chayev in bechor. So basically, we haven't really answered anything over here with regards to achila. The achila could go both ways, and we see that the ikar of the brayta was really to teach us about the din in bechor. So the gemara starts again. Toshba, ach et ze lo tochlu mimaalei gera umafrisah parasa et hagamal. Right, the Bach adds in the words etagamal, because etagamal is really the most important part of our pasuk for us. So we start bringing that brighter that pasuk again, the pasuk Vayikra, which says that this one you can eat with those which chew the cud and have split hooves, and etagamal, the Mr. says etagamal, ach etze lo tochlu, right? These are the ones you can't eat, are the ones that either chew the cud and split hooves, and it means specifically the camel, why? Because it chews the cud, but it hasn't got split hooves. So it's like this. Ze iata ochel. This one, you can't eat. This camel, a fully fledged camel, that chews the cud, but doesn't have split hooves. Aval ata ochel, haba besiman echad. But you can eat an animal like this, which comes from a siman echad. What does it mean a siman echad? Look at Rashi there. Aval ata ochel echad haba besiman echad shel imo. We mean basically that even if it's a mother, it comes from a siman echad, one of its sides could be is a kosher animal, which is its mother, says Rashi. Kagon tamei shenoda bin atahor v'dome le'imo b'miktsa. That's what the Rashi understands, that the brighter means when it says siman echad. And which is that one that you could eat that comes from a siman echad, which means comes from a tahor mother? Ze tamei hanolad min atahor. We're speaking about a tamei, like in our case, a non-kosher looking animal that's born from a tahor, but not just the tahor. Now the brighter adds in ya, plus the iburo min atahor. So now we see an extra criteria in the brighter. We have to have the mother and the father have to be tahorim, and then if the child is a tamei looking animal, then the pasuk, the bright understands we can eat it. So we haven't yet solved our problem with regards to Shimon. The Gemara says like this: Yachol, look at Rashi. We saw this in Nechar, right? Yachol afilu iburo min atamei. Now, what about if the father was a tamei? Let's say there was a donkey and a cow, and the cow was and the cow gave birth, right, to a donkey-looking animal. Tamud lomar se ksafim vse izim. What means the third pasuk there in Dvarim? Zola behema asher tochelu shor se. Look what the pasuk says there. Shor a bull, se a flock. Ksavim in plural. Vse so se ksavim vse izim. Either from your sheep or from your goats. And now it's a se both times. Se ksavim se izim. So the Gemara says achi aviv keves veimo kivsa divrei Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yeshua seems to be of the opinion that it's pasha that the mother and father both be from kosher animals. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, lo ba katuv latir tamutar. That's pashut. We don't need a gzeira katuv to tell us what's pashut. Of course, if the mother and father are both kosher animals, the child is a kosher animal. We need a chidush here. It says lo ba katuv latir tamutar. That's obvious. El el hosif ala mutar. We're looking for chidush, right? Look at Rashi there. Latir tamutar. The kevin David imor tohorim lo itzricheach cry. The achet ze tochelu lemishray. That's pashut. What is it for? It's a chidush. A mutar. After you add something, va'ezze ze. What's it coming to add? Tamei hanolad min atahor viburo min atamei. That's what we want to add there, right? Or maybe not. Or enu ele iburo min atahor. But the question he's asking is when the pasuk said ze, he's talking about from a kosher mother, kosher father, or maybe from a kosher mother only. Tamud lomar. Now here the shita mekubetzet changes the words around to fit him over the pasuk. So he says, the Shittim HaKubetz, it takes out the word shor, because we aren't interested in shor. and says like this: Sex avim v'seizim michol makom, under any circumstances. What does it mean? Seizim v'seizim michol makom. Look at Rashi. Mikol makom, the mem then Rashi. He says midichtiv se treizim ni. Since the pasuk mentioned se twice, so shma minay ta'afilu mitzada ein v'lo mitzada av. He learned the exact opposite way to the way Rabbi Yeshua learned it. Rabbi Yeshua learned it that it said se twice, meaning it needs the mother and the father. Says Rabbi Eze, no. The fact that it said se izim v'sek savim, either as long as one of them is a sek savim or se izim, right, that means that it is okay. So now the Gemara is like this, kari le tamei. In this brighter, remember if we go back, this brighter we brought over here, never mentioned Rabbi Shimon. This brighter mentioned machloket Rabbi Eze, Rabbi Yeshua. In the previous brighta which we brought, remember, we said there, behemet tohara she'al damin behemet temeya, asur b'achila, right? And then we called it, we said, a behemet temeya, asur b'achila. Remember that? So the Gemara says like this, this brighta here, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezi, they machloket, right? Kari le tamei ke Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is that we spoke, he was the one in their previous brighter Tanakama where they spoke about an animal looking like a non-kosher animal being called a tame. So he says, Kari le tame kerabi Shimon. Uka amar, and in our it said, Aval ata ochel haba b'siman echad. So we confused, we're taking two brighters now. The first brighter said, spoke about a tame, nolad min atahor. This brighter over here said, right, aval ata ochel haba b'siman echad. Remember we spoke about the siman echad, and we said aval ata ochel haba b'siman echad, and Rashi said siman echad, as long as the mother is a kosher animal. So we're combining, that's called the tame, and it comes, and you can eat it. Right, look at Rashi quickly. Kari le tame, likalut shelolad min hatahor. This donkey animal which has got not split hooves, right, born from a taru cow, is called a tame, kerabi Shimon, right? Like Rabbi Shimon, look at Rashi, the asalei heche de ein bo miktzat simanim. Rabbi Shimon is the one who's talking about a tame that's asuri, hasn't got some simanim. Now, our discussion, remember, is here, we're trying to work out, does Rabbi Shimon need rosho verubo also, or is it good enough just a few little simanim? Ukaamar, dim yesh lo siman echad shel tahara, she dobe lo miktzat mutar. And yet, it seems to say, called it a tame, like Rabbi Shimon, but it says it's good enough for a little siman. So it seems that this, if we combine Rabbi Shimon calling it a tame, and this is a tame, we're assuming it's the same thing, and it's only got one siman, mutar b'achila. Ah, maybe Rabbi Shimon says mutar b'achila. The Gemara says, no, the Gemara says, hi, tane, savelei kevatei b'chada, it holds like Rabbi Shimon in one halocha, upaligalei b'chada, but it's arguing on another one. So with regards to the tame, it agrees with him, and that's called the tame, right? But it's cholek on him with regards to the other one. He says, yeah, you like Rabbi Shimon, look here, Rashi, upanik lebechara, Rabbi Shimon bayi rosh roverubo. So this Tana here says it's good enough, smaller simanim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you need rosh roverubo. But we haven't proved anything yet about Rabbi Shimon, whether we still need rosh roverubo. It appears that we do need rosh roverubo. The Gemara says, it could, now, how can we prove it? Says, we can ask a question and give an answer, and from the kashya will come our conclusion on what Rabbi Shimon wants. It's like this, v'ikad de makshi umoti. So we can makesh and moshi. We can ask and answer. Look at Rashi quickly. V'ikad de makshi, right? What's the question? Kushi lach brighta. What's the question on this brighta? Umitoch ha-kushi asks Rashi, and through the question, meshiv dava l'shul. We can answer something to the guy, ask the question. And there we can answer, I bai Rabbi Shimon, roshav rubo l'achila olo. Okay, so now we're going to ask the question now, and through this question, we're going to learn an answer on Rabbi Shimon. It says like this, Iburo min hatamei mima abra. Is it possible, when we discussed in the previous brighter that we're just discussing, that if we have to have both the mother and the father kosher animals or not, or is it good enough to have just the mother kosher animal and the father non-kosher animal? So the Gemara says, let's go to the underlying question of that brayta. Is it possible, bichlal, can a non-kosher animal and a kosher animal, bichlal, have a child? Mima abre? Does it work? V'ham Rabbi Shubin Levi say, le'olam ein mitaberet lo tmei min ha-tahor. A tahor and a tamei can't have children, can't become pregnant. V'lo tahor min ha-tamei, so neither the mother or the father can be one or the other. V'lo gasim ladak, and a bull can't may mate with a goat, and vice versa. V'lo dakim min agasa, v'lo behemim min achaya, and an animal, a cow, can't have children with a deer. V'lo chaya min a behema, and not an animal from an animal either. Other than chutz mi Rabbi Lezer umachlokato shayu omrim chaya mitaber b'behema. We saw this in Chulin. Remember, in Chulin we had the question. In Chulin we discussed it plenty of times about the goat and the sheep. Remember? Right? And if you look here, look at Rashi, chutz mi Rabbi Lezer umachlokato. Well, who's Rabbi Lezer in the argument? Shechokin b'koi. Remember this, the koi? B'perek otovet b'no, sound familiar? B'no b'shchitat chulin daf ayin tet. Im otovet b'no noheg bo. Do you have with a koi that was born to a goat and a sheep? Right? If you have to have the din as well, you can't shech it to its mother on the same day. Otovet b'no. Uketani koi haba mina taish. Then we know what's a koi. It's an animal that comes from a goat, or mina tzvia, from a deer. Al mechaya mitaberi behem and adivrehim. So according to that, their opinion, you can have such a concept. But other than that, everybody agrees here that at the most the machloket is with regard to a goat and a deer. But everybody agrees, there's no machloket here, that an animal and a non-kosher animal, a kosher and a tamei and a torah and a torah and a tamei can't have children. So what's going on here? So now let's carry on. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. In trying to understand, right, in response to that, to try and miyashay what's going on here, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Di aber mikalut ben para." What's our bracha discussing? It's not a tamei and a tahora. When we said, does the father have to be a tahora and the mother a tahora as well? It's pashut they have to be tahori. But the question we're discussing there is, the mother was made impregnated from what? Di aber mikalut ben para. The father was one of these children that was born looking like a chamor. It was actually a para. The mother was a para. The father looked like a bit of a chamor. And he then had relations with another para. And now, v'aliba Rabbi Shimon ka'amar, right? Abe mikalut ben para. And according to Rabbi Shimon, we're trying to work out Rabbi Shimon, what does this have about eating this animal? V'aliba Rabbi Shimon ka'amar. The Shitta adds in there, if you look at the Shitta Mekubetz at Gimel, so he changes it around a bit here. He says like this, V'alibad Rabbi Shimon ka'amar, uka Rabbi Shimon, and like a svar of Rabbi Shimon, uka'amar, what did he say? Aval ata ochel haba besiman echad. So there we are, and Rabbi Shimon is the one who says in a case like this, if the father was a kalut ben para, and the mother was a fully fledged para, and you have the child, it's good enough, you can eat the child even with one siman. In other words, what do we see from here? Shimon seems to be of the opinion, you don't need what? Rosho Verubo. With me? It's good enough to have one siman. So we ask that question, we say, wait a second, no. Hi, Tana, Sabar Nakabate, Bechadu Pali, Bechadu Bechadu. Same way I answered previously, no. All you can tell me here is that this Tana agrees with Rabbi Shimon on the one side that it's kosher, right? In other words, it's got potential to be kosher, but he argues on the other side that he, this Tana, is happy enough with one siman. Rabbi Shimon still wants Rosho Verubo, and we haven't answered anything. And we're going to come back to Rabbi Shimon, but now the Gemara says like this. Now we've seen this machloket before as well. We've seen this exact machloket before. We just now suddenly we've gone back in the previous bright which we brought, where the machloket Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua said that you have to have sek fasi v'seizim. Both the mother and the father both be a sek. And Rabbi Eliezer said, right, that's not a chilush. That's pashut. So he says, no. If the mother is, as long as the mother is kosher, the father is not kosher, it's also good enough. So Gemara says, now, Rabbi Eliezer Savar Zevazer Gorem Mutar. Rabbi Eliezer says, what Zevazer Gorem? Look at Rashi. Zevazer Gorem. Haheter Vaha Isur Gormim Lezesh Yavo. The child is made up of a mother and a father, and they both contribute. Right? Gormim Lezesh. Right? And therefore, he says, "Hu tameh." If the father's tameh, the ima tohora, that's good enough because each one of them contribute. Rabbi Yeshua seems to say, "No, zeh v'zeh goreim asur." That when we have the two of them, they both, in other words, as far as Rabbi Eliezer is concerned, each one does their job. Rabbi Yeshua is saying they combined, and therefore we've got the father in the picture, and it seems to be asur. But the Gemara said, "Wait a second." We've learned exactly the opposite. Right? Where have we learned the opposite? And Shulam Makbetah said this is a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah. The Gimel Shas is Chulin Nunchet. We've got a Mishnah there in Chulin Nunchet, which we learned before, which says like this: Vlad Treifa. If you've got a child of a Treifa, right? Look at Rashi there. Vlad, it should actually be like Shel Treifa. Right? The Aviv Tamim. So the mother was a Treifa. You know, there's a machloket in Chulin if Bichlal a Treifa could give birth or not, remember? So this is to that side of the machloket where the opinion of the Gemara was that the mother can give birth even though she's a Treifa. Remember, she won't live for a year, but she's a Treifa. So the mother would be Asu to be Shecht. So here we got Vlad, which was of a Treifa, but the father was a Tamim. We said there, Zeh v'zeh goreim. Both the mother and the father were involved in this. So therefore, right, Shmenlei Vlad Treifa, right? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Yikrav Legabe Mizbech. You can't give it on the Mizbech. Rabbi Eliezer is saying over there that because one of them was a Treifa, the mother, therefore this child is a Treifa. She was saying, Zeh v'zeh goreim asur. And here Rabbi Eliezer is saying, Zeh v'zeh goreim mutar. Ah, the mother's a Treifa, the mother's a Tamea, the mother's a Tahara, the father's a Tamea. It's still good. So yeah, he's saying zeh v'zeh goreim, and it is mutar. There he said, Rabbi Eliezer, zeh v'zeh goreim asur for the mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua Meir, Yikrav l'gazer, you can shecht. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua, he is saying zeh v'zeh goreim asur, and there he said zeh v'zeh goreim mutar. So what's going on over here? Is it clear? The question clear?
Right.
Clear, Ira?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So the question is no. But I'll miss Rabbi Eliezer, zeh v'zeh goreim asur. You're right. Normally, Rabbi Eliezer holds like he holds the Chulin. That zeh v'zeh goreim, if there are two parties to it and one of them has got an issur, then the third, the outcome is an issur. But yeah, shani hachem, with regards to Bechorah here, it's a little bit different. Why? De'im kein nichtov kra, because this pasuk which we're speaking about, right, said like this. What did the pasuk say? It said, remember, se ksavim v'se izim. It's the pasuk, it said se twice. It says, if we need for Bechor, right, zeh v'zeh goreim to be asur, then we should say sek savim v'izim. Just say sek savim v'izim. Why do you mention se twice? Se lameli. Says se lameli, like he told us earlier on. As long as each one, in other words, as long as se kesev or se ez, one of them is good. Shma mina se mikom makom. That's why he says there's a special limud here. He says nobody you're right. Zeh v'zeh goreim asur. But yeah, because the pasuk tells us se twas, it's telling us all the se ksavim, all the se izim, as long as one of them is okay. For Rabbi Yeshua Amar, Rabbi Yeshua also says, Amar lecha, I would say to you, ba'al mezeh v'zeh gremuta. Normally, I would say that zeh v'zeh gremuta. As long as one of the aspects are good, you bring it to the mizbech. But why here do I say it's asur? V'hacha, right? Imken, if it was mutar. Says nobody has said mutar. He had said asur. If he had was mutar, then lichtov kra, shor. Now, yeah, they've got the Shita changes the words in the Gemara around to fit in more with the limud for the pasuk. So he says then, right? If you look at that Shita Mekubetzah, there's zayin. He says shor se kesef v'se ez ksafim v'izim. Right, so take out the ez, right? He says basically the pasuk says shor se ksavim v'se izim. So he learns the same idea there, right? Shor, he says like Rabbi Yeshua Amalech Abamadur cross shor se kesef ksavim v'izim lameli. Why do we have the ksavim v'izim in the plural? Shma mina ad she aviv keves ve'imo kivsa. It says there, se ksavim v'se izim, dafka I need the ksavim to be both the same, or izim to be both the same. She says, you're right. Normally zeh v'zeh v'goreim mutar, but here it's asur, because of a limud of the pasuk. Okay, now the Gemara now goes back to try and prove what's happening with Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so we said Rabbi Shimon wants do we Rabbi Shimon need Rabbi Rosho, or is Rabbi Shimon good enough with regards to at least some of the siman? The Gemara hasn't proven that yet. We start a third brighter. Toshma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gamal Gamal Shnei Pamim. So we saw already this pasuk yesterday that Rabbi Shimon learned Gamal Gamal twice. Echad Gamal Rabbi Na Gamal, Echad Gamal Rabbi Na Para. So we saw that was what we learned to the word. Now, Vim Rosho Verubo Dome Le'im O Mutar Bachila. The first brighter, which adds on, however, if Rosho Verubo Dome Le'im O Mutar Bachila. Ah, the Gemara says Shema Mina Lachila Dami Bar Shimon Rosho Rubo Shema Mina. Straightforward, brighter. We see here Shimon says straight out that Gamal Gamal is filming Isur. However, if Rosho Rubo is Mutar, is similar, then it's Mutar to eat Shema Mina. We see here no questions any longer. Mefurash brighter, Shimon wants Rosho Rubo just like he wants for Bechora. He wants it for Achila as well. Okay. Now we move on the end of the Mishnah. We had there the klal. Remember, we said a klal. Shayotze min atamei tamei vayotze min atahor tahor. Remember that? Daf Hayamud Bet. Last line of the Mishnah. We said umahim b'achila b'hemet Torah she'alde b'kivim b'hemet tamei muta b'achila v'peh she'alde min atamei Torah asur b'achila. The Mishnah said shayotze min atamei tamei vayotze min atahor tahor. What comes from a tamei is tamei, and what comes from a tahor, from a kosher animal, is tahor. Like it was the Baal Mina Rabbi Rav Sheshit. We're asked Rav Sheshit what we would think is an outlandish question. May raglayim shel chamor mahu. What about urine? Can you drink a donkey's urine? Now I'm sure that's the question that's been troubling all of you for the last 10 years and you never knew about it.
40 years.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Right? So now you find it is worth waiting. They say all good things come to those who wait. You see? So it was worth waiting 40 years for this. Here comes the Gemara. So the Gemara says, why are you asking Dafka about donkey? V'tibay elayu desusim u'gemalim. Ask about horses and camels. Right, the Gemara says, no. Desusim u'gemalim lo v'tibay elayu. We don't have to even ask about susim u'gemalim. Why? Delo avir achiri. They aren't, it's not like they don't look dirty. The urine, it's clear urine. It's not dirty urine. V'lo damu l'chalav. And it's not similar to, not milky. It's just Maya all, Maya Nafuk. They water went in and water came out. So it seems like with regards to camel and horse, there isn't even a question. It seems it would be okay. Our concern is with regards to donkey, because donkey's urine is dirty looking and it's milky looking. So the Gemara says, Kikami Bayalehu, when we ask the question to Chamor, why? Dachirei v'damo lechelev. Similar to blood and milk, and it is dirty looking, and therefore, there the Gemara says, my. What is the halacha? Right? Okay. So, what's like is my? Migufe kemi mitzi v'asiri. Do we say that it's actually processed through the body, and therefore it would be like a part of the body, it would be basically like come from the body would be asur, or dilma, maybe with donkey's urine, maya ol maya nafuk, it's just water goes in and water comes out. So why does it look a murky color? V'hayda akiri hevle de bishrahu. Rabbi Rashi says that hevle de bishrahu machmat chamimut v'shirachona basar, because the body gets very hot. And therefore, like sweaty, so to speak, it affects the urine as well. But really, it would be okay. So what's the Amalei Rav Sheshit? The Gemara is going to answer that. Amalei Rav Sheshit. Rav Sheshit says he has the answer. Tenitua. We've learned this. We learned the halacha in our Mishnah. What's the halacha? Shayotze mina tamei tamei, vayotze mina tahor tahor. Mishnah says, anything that comes out of the tamei is tamei. Anything that comes out of the tahor is tahor. A donkey is tamei, so it would appear, right, that it is tamei. But he says, but however, we said hayotze mina tamei, mitamei lo kamar. From the tamei itself, we never spoke about. Look at a Gershom here, the very, very last line about a Gershom. Mitamei lo kamar. Diyamar hach, if we had said mitamei, not min hatamei, but mitamei, from the tamei, right? Have a mashma, ko ma she yotze mitamei, bein achiri, bein lo achiri. We would have come to the conclusion that even a horse's one urine, which is not achiri, or if it is achiri, dirty or not dirty, the case was, it would be okay. Right, ella min hatamei. Didn't like this, Ira. Not for you, this topic. Right? Ele minatame. Right? We learned here, minatame. Right? So now, minatame. Ele minatame. Hold on one second. Minatame kama. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom here at the very beginning of the Amud there, in the inside column of the Gemara. Kama. Klomar, hani de nafkei dehabu min tame dachiri. Kamin chalav tamein. It appears that only the donkey's type, which is dirty type of looking, is tame. V'hani nami, and that's so true, this donkey one, mina tame, mina de tamehu. So that's the one way of answering this to the other. V'ikadami, we can answer differently. The susim gemalim lo kemi bayinayu. We don't ask a question at all. We're not interested in susim and gemalim. Why not? De lo shatu inshe. That people don't drink the horses and the camel's urine. Look at the Shita, the Rabbeinu Gershom. It's important to understand what's going on here. The fourth line of Rabbeinu Gershom. Bikin Ami, the Susim Mugumayim, Lokami Bailei, why? The law Shatu Lev Inche, Lashum Refuah. It's got no medicinal benefits. Velo Klumave, Velo Asir, the law Chashiv Lemide. And therefore, the Niman Ashok is not relevant to anything. He says, Kikim and Bayidai, when we ask the question, Dafka de Chamo. It seems that the donkey's urine has some sort of healing element, healing benefits that would be good for us. That's why it's a question. He says, Kikim and Bayidai de Chamo. The Shatu Inche Uma'aluli Yerakunad Mai. They eat it for these. Remember, Yerakuna, I think, is like some sort of digestive illness or sickness. What's how they translate Yerakuna?
Jaundice.
What? Jaundice. Oh, okay. I would have thought some sort of stomach. Okay. So I'm going to Rav Shashi at Tanitua. Rav Shashi says he has the answer as well from our Mishnah. Tanitua. We got the answer to our Mishnah. Hayotzi min atame tame, vizim min atahor tahor, v'hani name mi tame ka'ati. There we are, seems to be obvious. Now, go on that. Now, when we're talking about coming from the tahor, coming from the tame, is not so pashut, right? Because we know that there are things which we can eat from the tame. Classic example we're going to see now is honey. Honey comes from a bee, and a bee is a tame. You can't eat a bee. The Gemara also kashe, what basis do we say that a devash, if we say that urine from a donkey is asur? So what basis do we say that devash tvorim mutar, that devash from a mutar is mutar? Bibnei shemachnisot to legufan, ve'ein mematzot to megufan. Why? Because it's basically not just goes in and comes out. It's not the body that makes it in. It's not made in the body. It's not a process through the body. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Let's read a little longer. I've ever told him a good one. Who damar, Rabbi Yaakov damar, the dufshe, the rachmane, shariyeh. So therefore, it's like Rabbi Yaakov, he says it's mutar because it's not made in the body. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi, v'ainu matzin otol, the very first, the last wide lines of Rashi. Sorry. Allow me for that. She machnas on the gufan. She ochrin mi pirchei ha'ilan. They eat from the blossoms of the trees or the pollen. Umana se advash b'mehen. And what does the advash do in its intestines? Right? Umehen se advash. And they make the honey. Ve'en ma'atzin oto mi gufo. It's not a process of the body. Right? Ve'kash le'rav sheshet. Ha'ha'che. Kevan delav mi gufayu. Mim tishari. Rav sheshet seems to say that anything that comes out of the tamay is tamay. Here we seem to say no. Even though it comes out of the body, it's not a process, and therefore it seems to be okay. The Tanya got a brighter. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Achet Zeh Tochlu, because Sheretz Ha'of, Zeh Ha'Ochel, Vyeh Ha'Ochel, Sheretz Ha'Of, Tamei. Right? So Sheretz Ha'Of, Tamei. But here's the question, why did the pasuk tell me you can't eat the Sheretz? Sheretz is Asur, Bichlal, you know the Achet Zeh Tochlu, Mikol Sheretz. Sheretz, we know you can't eat. Ela, so what's the pasuk telling me, Mikol Sheretz? Ela, Sheretz of Tamei, you can't eat the Sheretz. Aval Ha'Ochel, Ma She'Of, Tamei, Mashritz. But you can't eat what the off tamei, that's flying trefa, mashritz, basically like creates. Veze ze dvash devorim. That is honey. So Gemara says, wait a second. Yacholat dvash agazin vatzirin. Rabbeinu Gershom and Rashi seem to say, yeah, that this dvash This gazin va tzirin or min arbe like locusts, but I think tzirin are wasps, aren't they? Give me a translation there.
Wasps.
Yeah, but you see, the Rashi says min arbe, so it must be referring to the gazin. Rabbi Gershom says here as well. The third one, Rabbi Gershom, a gazin min arbe. Right, it seems to be the gazin only. So those as well, amar telo. So the Gemara says, "Amari to Rabot Vorochi Gazin Vitzir." Why do you Dafka say yes to honey from bees and not honey from other types of animals? She says, "Marvani Dvash Dvorim." Why do I call? Why do I allow Mat Dvash Dvorim? Shein or Shein Levi? Because it's got no other name. It's only called Dvash. Umotzinani Dvash Hagazin Vitzir. Shein or Shein Levi. Rashi says that Dvash Dvorim. He says that Dvash Dvorim. Dvash Stame Karulei. Dvash Dvorim is called Dvash. Honey is bees honey is called honey. If you want to talk about another type of air honey, you say wasp's honey or locust honey. If got, not honey. Honey but is honey. Everyone knows that honey is bees honey. Okay. Smiling gross like a kabana asla. Haratanya dvasha gazin vachin tahoru mutar bachila. Who says, this writer here, who do we go like? This Tanva Kamet says that dvasha gazin vacharin tahor umutar bachila. Now when we say the tahor, we say dvasha gazin. In other words, Kamar Asla, who's the Tana of this Braita that says that Dvash HaGazin, or these locusts, Vatsirin, of the wasps, are Tahor? Now, what does it mean, Tahor? Not Tahor that you can eat it, on the contrary. Look at Rashi there, Tahor, Milakabel Tumat Ochlin. It's Tahor, it doesn't Makabel Tumah. Now, we know that food is Makabel Tumah. This isn't Makabel Tumah. Destamei Lav Lachila Achie Chashevala. It is a Chirish Aviyah that wasps honey, or locust honey, there's such a thing, isn't food until you call it food. So until it isn't stam, in its basic form, it's not makabel tumah. But nonetheless, the writer is mutar b'achida, right?